We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, caring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongyao Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Britain donates 600 million euros to assist in the development of the Democratic Republic of Congo. In good governance news, South Africa provides 1,800 homes for those in need. In animal news, a cat and a rat form a sweet duo. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 28th, St. Teresa of Avila, a beloved Catholic saint, was born Teresa Sanchez Cepeda d'Avila y Ahumada in Avila, Spain in 1515. She joined the Carmelite Convent of the Incarnation and in 1562 founded the Descalces Carmelites, which she dedicated to St. Joseph. As a contemplative nun, St. Teresa spent many hours in meditation, which she called the Prayer of Union. The many mystical experiences she had increased her devotion to God. She wrote several books about spiritual life, including The Way of Perfection and her most well-known, The Interior Castle. She was canonized by the Roman Catholic Church in 1662 and declared a Doctor of the Church in 1970, the first woman to be given that honor. May St. Teresa of Avila's legacy of humble and prayerful dedication to God continue to help many in the journey of life.
Flying news, North Dakota declared federal disaster area due to flooding. U.S. President Barack Obama has issued the disaster area announcement for the state of North Dakota and seven counties in the state of Minnesota due to flooding that has been attributed to climate change as the Red River reached record highs. The U.S. Coast Guard has been conducting water and air rescues in towns south of Fargo, North Dakota, as evacuations have been ordered across the region, including downstream in Winnipeg, Canada. In addition to assistance offered by local National Guard personnel, the city of Fargo turns to social networking sites such as Facebook and Twitter, where teams of people have come together to volunteer their time in building sandbag levees, the hope being to withstand a predicted record crest of the river, which is already 39 feet above flood stage. Approximately 100 Red Cross workers are on hand, with mobile trucks providing thousands of meals and snacks to sandbagging volunteers. Our deep appreciation go out to all those helping rescue, shelter and protect the people, animals and homes of those in the flood region. We pray for the protection of all those facing the flood conditions of the Red River and that they may soon resume their normal lives. Meanwhile, let us strive ever diligently toward a gentler stewardship of Mother Earth to lessen events such as these.
United Arab Emirates afflicted by downpours. Beginning on Wednesday evening, powerful winds, heavy rains, thunderstorms, and hailstorms deluged the city of Abu Dhabi and the Emirate of Fujairah, with lesser effects in neighboring Emirates. In Abu Dhabi, three construction workers lost their lives, and throughout Fujairah, some 15 others sustained injuries due to destructive winds, with reports of floods and landslides, damage to farms and homes, and many uprooted trees and other objects. We send our deepest condolences to those who have lost loved ones, and prayers for the soon recovery of the affected people and regions. With heaven's grace, may our increased benevolence help ease weather extremities such as these.
Tornadoes cause damage and injury in Mississippi, USA. On Thursday, tornadoes striking several counties in the state left at least 28 people injured and about 300 homes, buildings and structures damaged. Some damage was also reported in the neighboring states of Louisiana and Alabama. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour declared a state of emergency in Simpson County, with nine other counties reporting more minor damage. Mayor Jimmy Clyde of Maggie, one of the worst-hit towns in Simpson County, said that despite this calamity's similarity to Hurricane Katrina, whose devastation hit several years ago, the community was receiving considerable assistance from organizations such as the Salvation Army in the form of warm meals and supplies. State officials are also donating generators for government buildings and a hospital. Our sincere thankfulness, Governor Barbour, Mayor Clyde, and all officials and aid organizations for your quick support to those affected by the tornadoes. We pray for the citizens' safety and soon recovery of their normal lives and that our kinder actions may help in easing extreme conditions such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Costa Rica and Cuba resume relations. Nobel Peace Laureate and Costa Rican President Oscar Arias Sanchez has signed a decree to officially re-establish ties with Cuba for the first time since 1961. Noting that his country already maintained relations with other nations having different political structures, and that many trade ties with Cuba were already in place, he stated, "The time has arrived for direct and open dialogue, for official and normal relations that should permit us to tackle our agreements and our disagreements, talking with ourselves openly and with sincerity. We extend our hand to the Cuban people, and we send by sea and by air an olive branch to begin anew the good work of building friendship. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, Cuba and Costa Rica, for this opportunity of a new beginning. May your intentions of goodwill bring flourishing harmony and prosperity to the people of both nations."
Beloved wife of composer Nguyen Duc Quang remembered. Mrs. Nguyen Thi Minh Thong passed away in California, USA on March 24, 2009 at age 65. During her years of marriage to the famed composer, she had wholeheartedly supported her husband. Mr. Nguyen Duc Quang was one of the musicians who founded the Troubadour movement in the mid-1960s in Ô Lạc or Vietnam, bringing hope to a generation of peace-loving youth. Many of his songs, such as Proud Motherland Ô Lạc, Ô Lạc Sees Roads, Raised Hope, and Other Side of the River, have been warmly received. Our respectful condolences to composer Nguyen Duc Quang and the entire family. We pray for the soul of Mrs. Nguyen Thi Minh Thong, Buddhist name Tu Tam Đạo, to rest in the pure realm of Nirvana with eternal peace in the grace of Thagatha Buddha.
RSPCA launches Rabbit Action Week. To raise public awareness about the welfare of rabbit companions, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or RSPCA, in the United Kingdom, is commencing Rabbit Action Week from Saturday, March 28th to Sunday, April 5th. Special events include forums on rabbit care, with RSPCA North Regional Manager Alan Walensky saying, "If people are seriously considering taking on a rabbit as a pet and want to know about the commitment, time, and energy involved, then we would urge them to come along to one of the events during our Rabbit Action Week. We applaud your efforts, Mr. Walensky, and the United Kingdom's Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. May the Rabbit Action Week bring ever more understanding and loving care to cherished bunny companions in the UK and worldwide."
Save our planet. India releases increased methane estimates. The most recently analysed data has shown that India's methane emissions from livestock climbed from an estimated 9 metric tons in 1997 to 11.75 metric tons in 2003. The country's 485 million animals is also the largest population of livestock in the world. Researchers K.R. Majunath and Abhar Chabra estimate that the main reason for the increase was an influx of dairy cows. According to the United Nations, livestock produces 37% of all human-induced methane, a greenhouse gas that traps up to 72 times more heat in the atmosphere than CO2. Messrs. Manjunath and Chabra, our gratitude for your work in highlighting the role of animal-based food products in accelerating global climate change. May we all be guided to benefit animals, humans, and the environment through our adoption of the low-emission plant-based diet. Supreme Master Ching Hai has also helped us to see the larger picture of the costs related to consuming animal products that go even beyond greenhouse gas emissions. The following is an excerpt from a discussion with dignitaries and media representatives at the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming held in South Korea on May 22, 2008.
You see, the meat diet not only causes the greatest emission of poisonous gas into the planet atmosphere, but many other causes. It's not only the animal who emits the methane gas, because we keep multiplying the animals and they keep multiplying, spraying gas into the air. But that's not only the damage. It's not only methane gas from the animals' waste. There is the transportation energy cost. There's electricity energy cost. There's water wasting cost. There's a land resource occupation cost. There's a deforestation cost. And there's a related illness, medical cost. And there is a grievance sorrow of the people who lost loved ones due to disease related to meat diet course.
And because we use food to feed livestock for human consumption instead of feeding directly to human, therefore there is cause of war and famine due to shortage of food and resources. Add them together, then we will see the real answer.
Save our planet. Germany pledges 2.8 million euros to OLAC or Vietnam for environment. During a visit of German Parliamentary State Secretary Astrid Klug to OLAC, she announced that the donated funds would be directed toward a project to safeguard coastal regions. Commending OLAC's support of land conservation and reform, Secretary Klug noted that Germany's environmental protection technology could be a further benefit toward this goal. Secretary Klug and Germany, heaven bless your generous support of OLAC's valued ecosphere. Such benevolent and cooperative endeavors as yours are surely helping nurture the return of our pristine planet.
Save our planet. Maldives seeking to be first in complete sustainability. The small island country is joining the race to the finish line in what environmentalists have deemed the Carbon World Cup. Five other countries have enlisted in the United Nations program to strive for self-sufficiency: Costa Rica, Iceland, Norway, New Zealand, and Monaco. Maldivian science and technology envoy, Mr. Ahmed Shavek Ibrahim Musa, said, "We're going to be looking at solar, wind, and waves, and working out the best system for us. Everyone can do their bit. It will be achievable." The small island nation is already experiencing the immediate effects of climate change, with 80% of the country particularly vulnerable to rising sea levels and prolonged drought, having left 81 islands with critical water shortages. We cheer on your motivated efforts to green and preserve the land and her people, Your Excellency and the Maldives. May we all achieve a harmonious balance with our surroundings as we transition to an era of kindness and sustainability.
Save our planet. Saturday at 8:30 p.m. is Earth Hour. From Auckland, New Zealand, to Nairobi, Kenya, to Honolulu, Hawaii, USA, a wave of dimming lights is sweeping across the planet in a united wish for the globe's brighter future. In New York, USA, the iconic Empire State Building is going dark for 1 hour, as are the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, USA, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, Egypt's Great Pyramid in Giza, and many other historic structures.
Earth Hour.
Go Earth Hour.
Go Earth Hour.
Happy Earth Hour.
Happy Earth Hour.
Participating are businesses and households, environmental groups, and celebrities. This year's Earth Hour ambassadors leading the global demonstration include vegan singer Alanis Morissette, Hollywood actress Kate Blanchett, the band Coldplay, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Governments of more than 1,000 cities are also joining. Canadian mayor of Montreal's borough of Saint-Laurent.
We will make sure that as many of the buildings that have lights on would be closed down, and without obviously affecting public safety. And at the same time, we will be encouraging other businesses, community groups, and residents to also come on board in a symbolic closing of the lights, also to get people to think about it and to determine how they can change their own way of life.
In a phone interview, Supreme Master Television spoke with Earth Hour spokesperson Jonathan Larkin from the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, to know more about the movement's significance.
One of the great things about Earth Hour is that it lets individuals who think they're too small to try and tackle the problem of climate change work together. And the idea is that the billion people around the world who we want to participate are all making a vote. By switching off your lights, you're voting for planet Earth. It's more the symbolic action showing that we want action on climate change taken by our world leaders, and that number of people joining that kind of movement can be really, really powerful.
Could you tell us how urgent
is the threat of global warming to our planet at this point? How quickly do we have to move?
When you consider the fact that because there is already a large amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, even if we stopped producing greenhouse gases today, the planet would continue to rise because of the gases we've already put up there. So obviously, the faster we can bring down the number of emissions, the quicker we can try and get control of runaway climate change. But if action isn't taken soon, it will just become harder and harder to make those changes.
We thank the World Wildlife Fund and all organizers and participants who are making Earth Hour 2009 a global phenomenon. Let's all turn off our lights at 8:30 p.m. wherever we live on the planet as part of one courageous humanity determined to do what it takes to save our planet.
Save Our Planet, highlighting the dangers of global warming and its corresponding habitat destruction. Scientists estimate that humanity is entering a phase of mass species extinction, with biodiversity that is perishing at rates of up to 1,000 times faster than normal.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based company Colorado has designed a solar-powered air conditioner that consumes up to 90% less energy than conventional units and cools the air without using chemical refrigerants.
How are you, friends? I am somebody's love, a vegetarian. Would you like to hear a net tip to enhance your well-being? In your work environment, please encourage the use of cleaning supplies that are made of natural substances. Also, when buying carpeting, furniture, or paints, it is good to look for the type that does not release harmful chemicals. Everyone will benefit from eco-friendly products. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather around our fabulous globe.
World News, Britain offers 600 million euros in financial assistance to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. The British ambassador to the DRC, Mr. Nick Kay, announced the three-year aid package to assist in the development of the Central African nation. He's also pledged monetary support to the United Nations peacekeeping force operating in the country and reaffirmed Britain's support for harmony in the region. Our sincere gratitude, Britain. God bless your generosity to the Democratic Republic of Congo. May the beautiful citizens of great continent of Africa be graced with a peaceful, prosperous and sustainable future.
In good governance news, 1,800 homes have been given in Limpopo, South Africa. The Department of Local Government and Housing provided the houses to families in need. The initiative had created over 2,000 jobs during the construction phase. In the last 15 years, the South African government has provided more than 13 million people with housing through the building of 2.7 million dwellings. Our accolades and thanks, South Africa, for your commitment to your citizens. May heaven grant all people warm and cozy homes in which to enjoy many happy moments with cherished ones. Coming up on Noteworthy News, an orange tabby cat and a rat form a sweet relationship. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more Mary News.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a radiant world. In animal news, a friendly relationship develops between a cat and a rat. A video posted on the sharing site YouTube.com has garnered more than 2 million views of the friendship between Peanut, a rat companion, and Ranch, an orange tabby cat. Their human caregiver posted this description of the adorable video. A really cute interspecies relationship. My rat, Peanut, follows Ranch around everywhere. She gives him kisses and hugs. What a touching story to brighten one's day. It's wonderful to see that love between God's creatures transcends all colours, shapes, sizes, and species. May you have many delightful moments, Peanut and Ranch, in each other's fantastic company.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Winter Sports.
Der Ehemann fährt allein in den Wintersporturlaub. An der Haustür fragt seine bessere Hälfte beim Abschied: Liebling, soll ich dir die Post wie jedes Jahr ins Krankenhaus nachsenden?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, I love to watch your television. The shows are interesting, diversified, and informative. I learned so much about global warming from your shows. I was wondering if you could collect and condense interview clips with various scientists and make it as a short documentary film. This will be a great gift to all leaders and reporters around the world to inspire them to take global warming more seriously. The documentary film could also interweave with recent worldwide disasters to resonate those scientists' alarms. I hope this documentary film can inspire all leaders and reporters around the world to act responsibly by serving as good examples to protect and preserve our Earth. Nina from Arizona.
Eco-conscious Nina, your suggestion is a very good one. The SOS video clips are free to download at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS-global-warming.php. Sharing this vital information with as many people as possible is essential. We pray that people wake up to the true situation, that the effects of global warming are much more serious and more real than we had earlier believed. As Supreme Master Ching Hai and many respected scientists have informed us earnestly and repeatedly, if we want to save this planet, we must be vegan. There is still time. Thank you for your deep concern. Blessings of the Providence to you and all your truth-searching American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the bliss and grace of heaven uplift your spirit always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa and President Fernando Lugo of Paraguay pledged to strengthen bilateral relations and signed several cooperative agreements toward this goal.
U.S.-based website RepairClinic.com offers free instructions and appliance diagrams to help people conserve money and resources by repairing their own appliances.
Representatives from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the Republic of Angola signed an agreement for their countries to officially establish diplomatic relations.
Israeli President Shimon Peres and Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak speak in mutual commemoration of 30 years of peace between the two countries.
Millions of cards preserved by the U.S. Geological Survey containing over a century of recorded birdwatchers' observations are being converted into a digital database for public online access.
During the Yemeni-Bahraini summit in Manama, Bahrain, officials from the two countries discussed their further cooperation in political, economic, and cultural fields.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim arrives in Iraq for talks with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki on bridging further economic ties in the areas of water, electricity and fuel.
Zimbabweans received the glad news of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's return to work, along with reports that the country's newly instated U.S. currency shows signs of stabilizing the economy.
US President Barack Obama and Jordanian King Abdullah II discussed the shared goal of successful peace negotiations between Israel and Palestine, including the creation of a Palestinian state.
Honoring 60 years of relations with Russia, China launches a year of Russian language to include movies, essay contests, and a cultural festival.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.